Welcome to the September 18th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, find out how the right virtualization skills can help you advance your career. Plus, more businesses are opening up to the idea of virtualizing Exchange. I'm site editor Colin Steele. In our top story, IT admins with virtualization skills can earn 15 to 19% above the average base pay. That's according to Foot Partners, a firm that tracks the IT job market. And on Dice.com, an IT job board, the number of virtualization-related jobs posted has remained flat over the past year, while those in other areas have seen a sharp decline because of the recession. VMware skills are especially sought after. Employers look for VMware skills over Xen and Microsoft Hyper-V skills at a rate of 10 to 1, according to Dice.com. Foot Partners CEO David Foot says virtualization skills command some of the highest salaries in the market, but that may not last for long. It's a matter of supply and demand. As more IT admins get up to speed on virtualization, employers won't have to pay such a premium. On the phone now to talk about the value of virtualization skills are two veteran systems administrators, Rick Vanover and Eric Siebert. Thanks for your time, Rick and Eric.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Great to be here.
Rick, how have you developed your virtualization skills over the years, and how has it paid off for you?
Well, for me, it's kind of a simple story. Change of jobs to an organization that was about to launch a large consolidation project, and immersion in the technology matched with my passion for it was a great way to develop my skill set and have successful virtualization technologies implemented for that organization and save a lot of costs and reduce operational costs ongoing, as well as becoming more current in the technology landscape.
What about you, Eric?
Well, I started off with a class years ago, and didn't take a lot of that class. So basically what I did, my method basically was a lot of hands-on experience, basically just going out and playing with the products. It's basically just a combination of reading about things and trying them out. And I hung around on the VMTM forums a lot and just reading through other people's problems and experiences and, just trying to help out other people there. I was able to build up my own skills.
As more IT pros develop their virtualization skills, what can admins like you who've worked with virtualization for a long time do to stay ahead of the curve?
Well, for me, my biggest priority is to stay current and as well as stay competitive. In the case of VMware technologies, a lot of organizations may not have jumped on vSphere just yet for a lot of reasons, including funding for the licensing upgrades or just the rate at which virtualization is moving in their organization, or if they're even not even sure if they want to go this virtual route. So one strategy I have is to stay current on the forward version as well as the competitive version. So making sure that you can answer the questions about why not use Hyper-V, or I think we should go to Xen Server for this environment. If you can maintain that currency for the broader technology landscape, I think that will help keep individuals successful in their endeavors.
For me, it's actually been it's a lot of time to try to find all the new technologies, because these products are constantly changing, and trying to keep on top of them and learning all the new features. Basically, what I do is I'll take a new feature in a new product and spend a few days with it, get really familiar with it, and then move on to the next feature. But time is kind of limited, so you don't always have time to do that with every single feature. So I rely a lot on some of the bloggers out there that actually take the time also to go out there to try out these things, and they'll relate their experiences. So that way I don't have to spend so much time doing it myself. I can read other people's experiences and benefit from that.
And finally, with all the emphasis that employers are putting on VMware skills, does it make sense to focus on just that platform, or should admins get familiar with Xen and Hyper-V as well?
Well, I definitely think administrators, managers, and maybe even up at the director level should be familiar with the different platforms to the level that makes sense. The questions are going to come up. Somebody's going to read the some cost study that says that this one's cheaper, or we'll read that this one's free, or that this one's better. Those types of conversations may come up, and you're going to need to defend your answer any way, whichever platform you're on. So by simply not having an answer, you're kind of in a position where you would do yourself a service if you say, you know, based on our requirements, I've looked at all the different technologies. You know, we've invested in this technology. These other technologies, you know, could perform to an extent, but based on our, you know, our staff competency level or the technology that we've got in place or the availability expectations that the business has, you know, we'd be better suited with this platform, or, you know, maybe we need to think about that platform. It's definitely a priority, I think, to be aware from the competitive standpoint, all the way up, you know, and then, you know, have the, you know, the admins do the work, and then the directors and managers pick out the details they need as far as performance, availability, cost, those types of things, and that's great ammo to the business to really, and, you know, above all, if you have a successful implementation, that speaks the loudest, and chances are they want to keep that.
Basically, what I find is, you know, your job today may be only dealing with VMware, but you know, the hypervisor marketplace is very competitive, and at some point you may find where you're managing multiple hypervisors, or you may transfer jobs that they basically use a different hypervisor. So I think it's critical to not just focus on one single virtualization platform and to keep your eyes and ears open and learn about the other ones, even if you're not dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. Really good to know about the other products that are out there, how they're progressing, how they, you know, the competitive differences between the product you may be using and the other ones, and just stay abreast of that, you know, because, like I said, you know, just because you're using one today, you may not be using that same product tomorrow as the marketplace changes.
Rick Vanover and Eric Siebert, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. CertServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at CertServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. Virtualizing Microsoft Exchange Server used to be a major no-no in IT departments. But more businesses are growing receptive to the idea now that advanced virtualization features are showing real benefits. Our sister site, SearchExchange.com, reports that live migration and high availability can finally deliver the easier management and reduced downtime that Exchange admins have been looking for in virtualization. Increases in processing cores and network bandwidth are also helping, as are new virtualization-optimized chips from AMD and Intel. But if you want virtualization to cut your Exchange costs, you shouldn't get your hopes up. One admin at VMworld said the costs of VMware software and the necessary hardware upgrades really add up. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.